then I totes love. So you're in the middle of a kitchen update, and you can't tell if that's a faucet stem or a flange. With the Home Depot app, doing doesn't miss a beat. It'll find what you need in a snap, and it'll show you how to find it in store with a tap. Or get it delivered free. For doing that doesn't stop, download the Home Depot app. It's made for doing.
My daughter is normally a little goofball. But after a bad night's sleep, she's too tired to be anything. That's why I trust Pure Z's Kids. Pure Z's Kids is mindfully formulated just for kids. Their non-habit-forming, drug-free products help my daughter fall asleep naturally, giving her the rest to be her best.
Grr, I'm a dinosaur.
Her best dinosaur.
Pure Z's Kids. For ages 4 and up when needed. Explore our products at ZQuil.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Former President Trump's attorneys told an appeals court today that Trump is wrongly charged in the federal election interference case and should have absolute immunity. ABC's Pierre Thomas says the judges challenged that argument.
We took a step beyond from what the primary argument of the special counsel had been, which had been that Trump was acting in a personal nature, as a candidate, in seeking to block, in their minds, illegally, the certification of Joe Biden as president. But then today, we entered into this new zone where the judges were just raising this question that even certain official acts, while you're the president, could, in fact, be illegal.
The Pentagon says Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's hospitalization was due to a urinary tract infection. Austin's doctors say the infection followed a procedure to treat early prostate cancer. The incident and lapse led to a review of notification protocols. Volatile storms impacting the country, including reports of four tornadoes in Florida. This is ABC News. The man seen on video attacking a judge in Las Vegas during a sentencing for battery appeared in court on new counts related to that court attack.
Hello, are you Mr. Redden?
Wearing a surgical mask and shackles, Deobra Redden appeared in front of a new judge on a list of charges stemming from his attack seen on video that went viral as he jumped, flying over the bench of Judge Mary Kay Holthus last week. The new judge laying out the many new counts.
Count one, attempt murder, victim 60 years of age or older, a felony.
Redden will not be able to post bail because he's already in jail in the previous battery case he was being sentenced for when he was seen attacking the judge. Alex Stone, ABC News.
It's that time of year again. The IRS announcing that January 29th is the official start date of the 2024 tax season. The agency expects to handle about 129 million taxes by the April 15th tax deadline. And Irish singer Sinead O'Connor died of natural causes, that according to a London coroner. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Jackson Hewitt has a plan to get your tax refund fast. With a buck, buck here, buck, buck there. Here, buck, there, buck, everywhere, buck, buck.
You don't have to wait weeks for your tax refund. Get money sooner with a no-fee refund advance loan at Jackson Hewitt.
On this loan, there's a money today guarantee. E-I-E-I-D-O.
Don't settle for chicken feed. Get fast bucks at Jackson Hewitt today. No-fee refund advance loans by Republic Bank offered to eligible clients. Money today guarantee if approved for a loan on a prepaid card. Details at JacksonHewitt.com.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Smart businesses advertise on local radio. Durand's WRDN, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Business owners, listen up. What's the one advertising method that doesn't cost your customers money? Radio. It's portable. It's in cars, offices, homes, and businesses, and free to your potential customers. Radio works. Ask our advertisers, and you'll want your business on Durand's WRDN radio at 1430 AM and now at 107.3 FM. Call 672-8989 today.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight, lows dropping to the mid-20s and breezy at times. Cloudy for tomorrow, some flurries and snow showers developing in the afternoon. A high right around 30. Snow showers and flurries continue tomorrow night after an inch or two, then mostly cloudy in mid-20s Thursday. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 31.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Wet, heavy snow is blanketing much of the state, and there's more on the way for Friday. Following that, the first real cold of the winter. High temperatures by Sunday, only expected to reach the single digits. A major battery maker announcing closure of a second Wisconsin plant. Energizer will shut down its Portage plant, leading to the layoff of 135 employees starting on March 5th. In October, Energizer announced closure of its Fenimore plant, which will leave 172 people out of work in September. A big day for Appleton native Willem Dafoe. He got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame Monday.
Needless to say, when I was a kid growing up in Appleton, Wisconsin, and believe me, I couldn't envision this day of getting a star on the Walk of Fame.
Wisconsin Radio Network.
I love yard sales. Everywhere you look, a jackpot. March, check out this wild abstract painting. I don't know the artist, but odds are this is worth big bucks.
Frank, that's ketchup on a paper plate from somebody's lunch.
Well, bingo! These are obviously priceless ancient coins. This could be our winning ticket.
Frank, that's a bottle cap collection.
Oh yeah, Miss Smarty Pants? Well, I just spotted our ace in the hole. Look at this, an authentic miniature sword.
No, Frank, that's full size. It's a butter knife.
Problem gambling's a lot like that. You see what you want to see as you chase that next big win, that unbeatable hand, that lucky bet. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, we can help. Call 1-800-GAMBLE-5, text 850-888-HOPE, or visit wi-problemgamblers.org. Gamble responsibly, and everyone's a winner. A message from the Wisconsin Lottery.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by NTech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand, SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls, Sunstrom and Company, your local tax experts, Durand, and the Rooster Tail Bar and Grill, downtown Durand. Some Republicans and Democrats at the Wisconsin Capitol agree they don't like the newly proposed medical marijuana program in the state. Menominee State Representative Clint Moses, along with a number of other Republicans yesterday, pitched the plan to open 5 state-owned marijuana dispensaries and allow some people with chronic or severe medical conditions to buy some marijuana products. Smokable marijuana is not one of them. Some Democrats, like Madison Senator Melissa Agard, said the medical program is too restrictive and won't help enough people, while some Republicans, like State Representative Barbara Dietrich, said she doesn't want to open the door to fully legal pot in the state. Supporters, though, think they have enough vote to pass the program. Governor Evers has said he would sign it. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging the public to report any black bear den locations across Wisconsin with an ongoing black bear reproductive study. While reporting all den locations is critical to the success of the study, there's a particular need for reports from Buffalo and Pierce counties. Now, the public's encouraged to report as much information about occupied black bear dens as possible without approaching or disturbing the den. Helpful information would include a photo of the den showing it relative to the surroundings, the GPS location, and a description of the location of the den. For more information, visit the Wisconsin DNR website. A Casson, Minnesota man is headed to prison after pleading guilty to second-degree murder. 33-year-old William Schillingford was sentenced to 21 years in prison for the shooting death of 70-year-old John Colbert in Byron in 2022. According to the Olmsted County Sheriff's Department, Schillingford shot Colbert twice while racking his gun, assuming a shooting stance, and he also raised the gun. Now, three shots were fired. Schillingford and Colbert were acquaintances. The Red Cross is sounding the alarm about a critical blood shortage in Wisconsin. The Red Cross yesterday said blood donations are at about 20-year low. Dr. Eric Gary says the situation is dire as we head into the depth of the winter season. He says all blood types are needed, but type O blood is needed the most. The Red Cross says the number of blood donors across the country has dropped by more than 40% over the past 20 years. They're hoping that by sounding the alarm, they can get more people to donate. You're listening to WRDN News.
Too busy to cook tonight? Let the Rooster Tail do the cooking for you. The Rooster Tail features daily specials, including Taco Tuesdays, Wednesday Wings, Thursday's Burger of the Day, the Friday Fish Fry, and Saturday, receive $2 off all large pizzas. Have fun at the Rooster Tail with Thursday Bingo from 6 to 8 and Karaoke Saturdays at 7. Visit their Facebook page for additional specials and events. For food and for fun, it's the Rooster Tail in downtown Durand.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
The Mondovi City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include discussion on emergency shelter fundraising from Western Dairyland, discussion of an environmental monitoring proposal from Oak Ridge Engineering, and discussion and possible action on adopting water utility simple rate case increases. Tonight's meeting begins at 5:30 at the Martin Center in Mondovi. The long wait for the first decision in the murder of 10-year-old Lily Peters is due this month. The judge in the case said he'll decide by the end of January if the teenage suspect in Peters' murder will be tried in adult court. Peters was killed back in April of 2022, and the trial for murder has been on hold because of delays in the court system in Chippewa Falls. If the trial is moved to adult court, the suspect, who was 14 years old at the time, would face a much stiffer sentence. The driver of the truck that ended up inside Eau Claire's Regency Inn and Suites is the only person hurt in last night's accident. Police say a pickup truck burst through the wall and into a room last night. The truck was so far into the room that it trapped the people who were staying there. Eau Claire police say the truck's driver was hurt, but are not saying how badly. A lacrosse brewer is looking to cash in on a controversy. 608 Brewing Company announced a Chancellor Joe Gow-themed beer in a Monday Facebook post. The reveal for the Hot for Chancellor beer comes less than 2 weeks after the University of Wisconsin Board of Regents voted unanimously to fire Gow after becoming aware of porn videos featuring the chancellor and his wife. The beer, according to the craft brewer, packs a walloping 5% alcohol by volume and includes cherries, apricots, peaches, and vanilla flavors. The can features a cartoon of Gow carrying a bowl of fruit and a strategically placed sign reading, "Censored." You're listening to WRDN News.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Even though everyone's daily lives have been recently changed, NTEC's ongoing commitment to keep our communities connected hasn't. NTEC's fiber optic networks provide reliable internet, telephone, and TV services that are meeting the challenge of today's unprecedented communications and entertainment needs. Whether you're working, learning, or just unwinding, you can be assured that NTEC will keep you online. Contact NTEC today and let them prove to you that they are your premier hometown connection.
The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources is looking for summer interns. The agency wants to employ 200 students to fill positions at fisheries, Minnesota State Parks and State Forests, and other DNR operations. The students will work between 20 and 40 hours a week and will receive $19 an hour. More information on applying for the positions is available at the Minnesota DNR website. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekens.
It's game day at Jim's house, and the spread is impressive.
Mike's already done some damage with the hot wings, and now he's dropping back and going deep for another slice of pizza.
I sure hope he brought the Pepto.
Mike knows the Pepto-Bismol provides fast, five-symptom relief from unexpected stomach upsets. He's no rookie.
The way he's throwing back those nachos, he's the GOAT.
Be ready for game day with Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Now you can by using hair volume from New Nordic. Look for hair volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
Shop O'Reilly Auto Parts for do-it-right deals on motor oil, wiper blades, and more. Visit your local O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Van Gisbergen readies for a busy season. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you looking for the perfect holiday gift? You know, the gift that people call the hottest of the season? You know, you buy it for your loved ones, and you're anointed the hero of the holidays. Well, heroes, here's this year's hot present tip. Hands-free Skechers Slip-ins. Because Skechers has invented footwear that is so easy and so comfortable, they're the perfect gift for everyone, from kids to grandparents. With hands-free Skechers Slip-ins, you just step into them, and they're on. You don't need to bend down. You don't ever have to touch your shoes. Find hands-free Skechers Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Now that he's settled in North Carolina and signed on the bottom line, Shane Van Gisbergen is preparing for a busy first year in NASCAR. The 2023 Chicago Street Course winner will run the full Xfinity schedule with Colleague Racing, part-time and Cup with Trackhouse Racing, along with some ARCA and late model events.
It's going to be a full-on year, really full-time in Xfinity, getting to go to all the tracks for the first time, and hopefully later half of the season I'll be more comfortable and start to push on a bit more for results. But I'm sure there's going to be a lot of challenges early on in the year. I'm going to have some moments for sure, but I just got to take my time, get better, learn something every week, not make the same mistake twice.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
My daughter is normally a little goofball, but after a bad night's sleep, she's too tired to be anything. That's why I trust Pure Z's Kids. Pure Z's Kids is mindfully formulated just for kids. Their non-habit forming, drug-free products help my daughter fall asleep naturally, giving her the rest to be her best.
I'm a dinosaur.
Best dinosaur.
Pure Z's Kids, for ages 4 and up when needed. Explore our products at ZQuil.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Packers may be playing with house money as they head into the wild card playoffs against the Dallas Cowboys, but that does not mean they're just happy to be there. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Guard John Runyon was asked about their goal moving forward.
Went out, won a Super Bowl. And, you know, that's the goal from day one when we come in here at OTAs back in April, and everything's in front of us, and this is what all this work that we've done, you know, all season, all off season's for.
It'll be a tall order, though. The second-seeded Cowboys haven't lost a home game at all this season. Bucks have a problem on defense, whether it's poor mechanics or simply a lack of hustle. They rank 24th in the league, allowing an average of 119.9 points a game. Last night, the Bucks fell to Utah at home 132-116. They trailed 77-46 at halftime and trailed by as many as 33 in the game. They've lost 4-5 and will host Boston on Thursday. Women's college hoops tonight, 23rd-ranked Marquette takes on Seton Hall. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Exceptional performances continue on the hardwood with girls basketball players setting records. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by NFHSNetwork.com. More high school sports news after this.
Do you ever wish you could be in two places at once? With homework, carpool, practice, and everything else, sometimes you just can't make it to every game. But the NFHS Network's streaming platform makes that a little easier. For just $11.99 a month, you can watch unlimited high school sports live and on demand, at home or on the go. You can watch online or on one of our mobile or connected TV apps. Visit NFHSNetwork.com and subscribe today to never miss another game.
It has been a record-breaking season for many high school basketball players around the state of Wisconsin, and that has continued in recent days. A pair of standout senior girls hoopers set new career scoring marks at their respective schools. Notre Dame's Gracie Gresh, a Wisconsin commit, had 14 points in a win over Illinois' second-ranked large school Alton over the weekend as she broke the Titans' career scoring record with more than 1,500 points. Notre Dame has won the last three D2 state titles and currently ranks second in the WSN coaches poll, getting a boost with the recent transfer of talented sophomore Aspen Abel, who had averaged 10 points per game at Beaver Dam prior to a family move last month. Westfield took down D5 number 3 Randolph last week, and senior Carly Drew's 17 points allowed her to break the school's career mark, as she's up to 1,737 and counting. A pair of prolific Badger Conference scorers went over the 2,000-point mark recently. Reedsburg's Sydney Cherney is averaging more than 35 points per game as a senior and eclipsed the 2K mark over the holiday break. That same day, McFarland's Tegan Mullaney went over 2,000 career points as well. Pius Catholic boys basketball player Jaquan Johnson also went over 2,000 career points last week, eclipsing the milestone in a 47-point performance as the Popes down Greenfield 80-73. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News. Some of my friends who don't want to travel north to scratch that ice fishing itch are doing something just a little bit different to take care of that urge to fish. I'll tell you what it is, but first.
Get ready now for 2024 with the official Outdoor News Sportsman's Calendar. Whether it's hunting, fishing, or finding your local sports show, this collectible calendar has it all. Stay ahead with moon phases, peak fish and wildlife activity times, and more, all surrounded by original images from the nation's top wildlife artists. Now available in multiple states, including Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois, all the way to New York. Supplies are limited, so get yours today at OutdoorNews.com.
A couple of my buddies decided they did not want to travel up north to get onto the good ice. So what they did was traveled a little farther south and went out on the river. Now, they've taken some of their ice fishing gear with them, a shelter, some heaters, and they set it up on the shoreline in a nice little area that's got some beach to it. And they casted out some bait, and they were fishing for whatever was biting. They're catching carp, they're catching walleyes, they're catching smallmouth bass, and they're occasionally pulling in that big catfish. They're sitting in their shelters, doors are open, heaters are going, but they can sit there and watch their rods. They tell me this is a lot like fishing a tip-up. They put their rods in rod holders. They sit in their ice fishing shelters. They're looking out at their rods, and when the rod starts bucking, they know they've got a fish on. They go out there, they reel it in. They're looking for thick ice near them, but this warm weather has stagnated that some. So why not get out the ice fishing gear, some of it anyway, go down to the river, set it up, and do a little simulated tip-up fishing. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
You've heard the buzz about IT jobs and cybersecurity and AI, right? Why not prepare for a career in these fields and take advantage of the high demand? You can enjoy a more rewarding and recession-resistant lifestyle. Train in just a few short months at My Computer Career. Are you a veteran, active duty military, or already in IT? Skill up for positions employers need to fill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. That's mycomputercareer.edu. Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight, lows dropping to the mid-20s and breezy at times. Cloudy for tomorrow, some flurries and snow showers developing in the afternoon. A high right around 30. Snow showers and flurries continue tomorrow night after an inch or two, then mostly cloudy in mid-20s Thursday. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 31.
Afternoon, welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield as we broadcast today from the People's Company Land Investment Expo in Des Moines, Iowa, where, of course, it is still, by the way, snowing at this point. So weather that was received in Kansas and Nebraska has made their way to Iowa, which has made for a lot of interesting hallway talk, shall we say, amongst many of these folks. Some looking at it as moisture perspective and a good thing for crops. Others are frustrated from a livestock perspective. We'll talk more about how weather's playing into the market both here and in South America. We'll also take a look at a variety of other things that are happening within the trade today. We have a CONAB report out tomorrow. That will set the tone for what we're going to see in Friday's report. But there's just a lot of down in this trade today, and we're going to kind of focus on that as well. Darren Fessler joins us today. He is with Lakefront Futures. And let's kind of first of all talk about this weather that's moved in. I know from a winter wheat perspective, I did a lot of reading today that said, hey, they are welcoming this snow cover before the cold snap later this week.
Yeah, I think the snow really is probably a good thing. And when we start looking at the temperature forecast for next week, and it's going to get brutally cold. It's winter, so it usually gets cold, but not 40 degrees below normal cold. So good that we have some snow cover on here. And the good thing about the snow that we got so far, it's been kind of a wet, heavier snow, at least in the eastern parts of Nebraska it was. And so, reestablish some of that soil moisture that a lot of places across state really need ahead of spring.
So what about from, and we'll talk more in depth about this, but do you think it had any inkling to some cattle trade of the day with all the snow being dug out?
Oh, I certainly think it has been. I mean, cattle have already been on a move higher here. You add on top a heavy, wet snow and pin conditions. Absolutely. It was adding some more, a little bit more fuel to the fire, if you will, here. But I do think that if we look at the type of run that cattle has been on here, I do think that if corn, for whatever reason, something comes friendly in Friday's report, there could be a little bit of a setback here nearby in here in cattle just because of the move higher here.
All right, well, let's kind of focus on CONAB. That report comes out tomorrow. Much anticipated numbers from South America.
It is. We've been talking back and forth a lot on social media about how bad is these Brazilian conditions, about, especially when we hone into Mato Grosso, that's where the majority of the bean production is. And we have contacts and producers we talk to that are adamant this crop is not there. But the market continues to go lower here. So we're going to get a glimpse tomorrow about CONAB, which is the equivalent of the USDA here in the States. We're going to see what they really think. They didn't really move the needle in December. Do they move the needle in January? if they don't, it puts, I think, a lot of pressure on the bean market yet. But I think a lot of it coming into tomorrow's number and even Friday's WASD number, a lot of this is, I think, already priced in. So unless we're talking out of the realm of what the market expectations are, a lot of things have been priced in. And where there's so much attention on South, Brazil in particular, and rightfully so, that's where two-thirds of the South American bean production comes from. We cannot ignore the good conditions that are currently developing in Argentina. And to keep in mind, Argentina was, dealt with a major drought last year. Parts of Rio Grande Andrew Sewell in southern Brazil was included in this as well. But as the conditions are, continuing on here in Argentina, there's a lot of expectations that might be a 48 to 50 million metric ton crop, which is double what they produced last year. You take that in consideration if there is some losses in Brazil, which there is no doubt about it. Does that get offset? And really, where does that Chinese demand come into play here? Because really, I think the key for all commodities here, at least in early stages of 24, is how does that Chinese economy start to recover? Can they get more on a firm foundation here? Because equity markets have been very, very shaky. Their demand may not be there as maybe what people have thought even a couple months ago.
So how do you see this kind of filtering then into what we're going to see on Friday with a very much anticipated January report from NASS and the USDA?
Well, the way I'm thinking of it, and the way I've thought about it for a while here, I think the crop is there overall on the corn. Eastern Corn Belt was very good. Illinois East, obviously, there has been some hiccups in Nebraska. There's a lot of folks that dealt with the lack of subsoil moisture, the lack of precip in many areas. I think overall, Iowa is probably just a ho-hum type of average crop. But you look at parts of Dakota, South Dakota, North Dakota, I mean, really decent production. Minnesota was kind of a mixed bag as well. But I think the corn was there. So we don't want to see a number that is drastically higher than the expectations. We do not want to come in here at a 176 or 177 type of yield. We already have a ballooning balance sheet. So where I think it could get more interesting is if this bean number comes in below expectations. We already have a really tight stocks use ratio here in the States. Does that get offset by maybe an okay Brazilian or maybe an okay South American crop? Definitely could be. But again, you look at the pullback we've seen in these markets, I'm still in the camp that some of this could already be priced in to this environment where we're at here. But I do think this market's trending much more like a 2014, going in from a 2013, 2014, where we had, we came off some good years, and then we started into that 14 where supply used to start outpacing that demand. That's where I think 24 could be a little bit interesting if we don't have weather or a larger catalyst or a demand story in play.
Well, I know that it's going to kind of set the tone and make for some interesting marketings today and tomorrow and even in the morning of Friday before we see those numbers come out.
Yeah, I certainly think it does, and I think it's just a lot of prepositioning at the moment.
All right, well, stick around, folks. We've got a lot more coming up as we get ready here for the second half of the Channel Final Bell as we talk to you from Des Moines, Iowa. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about some frustration with these markets. Obviously, a lot of negativity has been taking place as of late, not so much today. But then there's all that geopolitical that's going on as well. Look at the nice move that we saw in the hogs. Believe it, day number 4 with some higher numbers for them. More is coming up, the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Welcome back to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. As you can hear, probably the background noise as they are on break at the Land Investment Expo with the People's Company taking place here in Des Moines, Iowa. Lots of producers, lots of discussions, and no surprises. Darren, as we continue our conversation, Darren Fessler is joining us with Lakefront Futures. Folks talking about this market trade from a grain perspective and a lot of the negativities that we've seen as of late. Just as one guy said, you know, it just brings a man down.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I think that when we look at over the last 6 months, I mean, we've dealt with, you know, a market that has been very stubborn, whereas we've dealt with a lot of weather last summer. And, you know, I think it may have pushed guys to the point where, well, I'm not going to sell. And then we end up getting some rains, and then the crop ends up being okay. And then the frustrations, but, well, I wish I could have done this or I should have done that. It ends up being the woulda, coulda, shoulda, and you start beating yourself up. And then emotions take control. And so really, at the end of the day, I think where we're sitting here is, you know, we're just kind of, well, I've held on to it this long. I'm going to see what happens. And I think that, you know, at this very moment, it's hard to disagree with that. But I think in the other sense here is the merchandisers or the end users or the buyers of the product, they know the hand that the producer's holding here. So I think if you get this push in basis for whatever reason, maybe the lack of farmer selling, maybe the end user really needs it, can't get it, the push in basis, if it comes in conjunction with a push in futures, whether this be beans or corn, I do think one or the other can't, they're not going to push together. If they do, it's an opportunity to move some physical. But you get a rally, a substantial rally in the futures, I think that rally, if the basis does not participate, I think the basis gives back a lot of that future gain here, adding probably some more you know, complications within the marketing of the remaining bushels we have. But in generally, I go back to that thought pattern of, you know, where the pattern is going into 24, it's very similar to 14, where we have the supply, it doesn't match the demand or doesn't even exceed the demand, but we get these little spikes up, you know, whether they're 30, 40, 50 cents higher, I think those are going to be rewarding opportunities throughout the whole year. And you look at 24 and you look at December 24 corn and really think about, okay, where are these acres going to be come March with the pullback in new crop beans? What I'm hearing is a lot of, you know, questions about, okay, these beans, $1 or $1.20 ago looked a little bit more friendly planting them besides corn. Corn, I think, is gaining acres here as long as new crop beans are, you know, a little bit less profitable for the majority. Now, there's still going to be those that are going to stick with the rotation, but the idea or even the perception of, hey, if we get 92 million acres of corn, boy, we better hope we have that demand story is there, because that means the rallies, you know, are going to have to be rewarded all that much more aggressively when they do come. And let's say we hopefully get a summer, you know, a summer bounce here, but it feels the market just right now feels very, very heavy. Now, again, it's always darkest for the dawn. We're going to get some opportunities, but we've got to be in a position to reward it when they do come.
Well, let's talk day number four of some higher hogs. At least some good news for those hog producers for a bit.
Yeah, you bet. I mean, the same type of thing. You know, these hog markets, you know, you look at the middle of December, they had a really decent pullback here. I think that obviously the hogs got put up probably too cheap in general, even though the hog demand in China is pretty weak. You know, there is some Prop 12 stuff maybe in the works in California. We'll see what that it all pans out. But we've had a decent move here. So guys who are looking to maybe get some protection in place, we are taking a look at those option strategies right now. But this has been a pretty good move here. Again, I think that if you get a rise in this corn price, though, I do think a setback overall is in play for a lot of these livestock.
So how do you, and you talk about that, how do you see that corn trade affecting them, for example, what we see in the cattle market?
Well, I think cattle in general is probably going to stay somewhat firm here, just simply because of the weather and the cold that's coming here next week. But if you get like a 20-cent pullback, given that we've been up, you know, $6-$8 here in some of these markets, and we're getting up to some of these higher volume levels that we've seen in the past, if we don't see this larger push, whether that be on cash or demand side of things, I do think that the pullback is could be warranted in some of these front month cattle here. But again, I don't want to be doom and gloom, cattle's going a heck of a lot lower. But these back months, you know, the back half of 24, I'm going to continue to be a little bit more friendly that because I do think there's a lot of big fundamental issues we still haven't really cleared up from 23.
All right, real fast, Taiwan has a presidential election over the weekend. Do you see that being geopolitical for these markets?
It certainly could. I think this whole year is going to be very rocky politically. Obviously, going into our own elections here, we got to watch that Chinese-Taiwan story very close and what it means for our, at least our ag commodities here.
All right. Best way to get a hold of you, Darren?
They can reach me directly at 312-858-3668, or they can always find me on X at DDF Alpha.
All right, that has been today's Channel Final Bell. And just a reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. That's the Channel Final Bell, brought to you by the Channel Seed Professionals right here on the Rural Radio Network.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. 2024 could be the year you see a semi-truck cruising down the highway with an empty cab, as three technology companies working with self-driving trucks are seeking approval to take out their drivers completely. I'll have more details when we come back.
To this day, one of the great things about farming is it gives families the opportunity to pass things from one generation to the next. Traditions, know-how, even treasured secret recipes. With costs for just about everything on the rise these days, a lot of growers are handing down the wisdom of getting more life out of their tractors, combines, and hard-working equipment. And with help from Mystic Lubricants, family operations can keep machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Their products, like the legendary JT6 greases, are specially formulated to perform even in the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or three decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your tradition for getting the job done. Because like you, Mystic lubricants are made to make it last. To find your local Mystic distributor or retailer, visit mysticlubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com.
Self-driving technology is nothing new for agriculture, and it's not brand new for car companies either. But in all of the existing cases, the machinery being operated still needs a driver in the seat to handle the more complicated tasks and to ensure the vehicle is operated safely. That's the part that could be changing, at least for the trucking industry. Three companies, Aurora Innovation, Kodiak Robotics, and Gatik AI, which have been testing self-driving trucks for years with safety drivers behind the wheel, are expected to remove those drivers potentially as early as this year. These companies have been operating largely in the South, where rules and permitting for autonomous vehicles have been more open. And, of course, the weather is less of a factor. Chris Urmson, the CEO of Aurora Innovation, said in a recent interview, quote, "At the end of the year, we anticipate getting to the point where we begin operating those trucks without drivers on board." The trucks themselves look like traditional semi-tractors, with all of these companies utilizing existing diesel-powered heavy-duty trucks. But attached all over the exterior are sensors and cameras that can help the big rig navigate the changing roadway. While these companies forge ahead, one group has pushed back, saying driving the truck is only part of a trucker's responsibility. The Owner-Operator and Independent Drivers Association notes that these self-driving trucks won't be able to handle tarps, binders, straps, or chains. The International Brotherhood of Teamsters, which represents unionized truck drivers, also opposes the technology on the grounds that it will replace human drivers. The American Trucking Association has been advocating
rating for driverless trucks since 2017. They argue that it is the next step in the evolution of safety technology. In addition, a truck without a driver isn't bound by the 11-hour driving limit, so large fleet owners will be able to run their trucks more hours to recoup their investment costs. I'll have more on this change when we come back.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Driverless semi-trucks could be a reality later this year. To date, autonomous trucks haven't recorded any at-fault incidents with other drivers, and federal regulators are largely leaving supervision to the states, at least until these initial driverless runs are completed. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Become a preferred customer of Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASC certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adams Super Service has U.S.-made tires from Vanderbilt and Mastercraft and features the Hunter Alignment System, the most advanced system to keep your vehicle going straight. Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center in downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight, lows dropping to the mid-20s and breezy at times. Cloudy for tomorrow, some flurries and snow showers developing in the afternoon. A high right around 30. Snow showers and flurries continue tomorrow night after an inch or two, then mostly cloudy in mid-20s Thursday. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now it's 31.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Roll into town, step off the bus, shake off the wind. Came from dust. Grab your guitar, walk down the street. Sign says Nashville, Tennessee. But I have found it's a crazy town full of neon dreams. Everybody plays, everybody sings. Hollywood with a touch of twang. To be a star, you gotta bang, bang, bang. Bend those strings till the Hank comes out. Make all the drunk girls scream and shout. We love it, we hate it, we're all just in this crazy town. Pay your dues and you play for free, and you pray for a honky-tonk destiny. You cut your teeth in the smoky bars and live off the tips from a pickle jar. Till you find a cool new sound and you smile. We love it, we hate it, we all came here to make it. And it's crazy.
in this crazy town.
Another time, another place. Can't believe it's been so many years. You better grab a chair and a couple of beers. Looking good in your three-piece suit. You know I always knew you'd take the business route. You were always the one to follow the light. And you look like you're doing all right, yeah. Been singing for my rent and singing for my supper. I'm above the below and below the upper. I'm stuck in the middle where money gets tight. But I guess I'm doing all right. Younger, they thought we were crazy, but we had the hunger. We kept a lot of friends, skipped a lot of class, been on top of the world and knocked on our. We lost cuts, we lost in love, we lost our minds when things got tough. But beating time is a losing fight, and I guess I'm doing all right. And God only knows when I'll see you again. Just send a fax or send me a letter or give me a call. That would even be better. Give the kids a kiss for me and say hello to the family. And tell them all my future's looking bright. Well, I miss him, but I'm doing all right. I said I miss him, but I'm doing all right.
Winnikens keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Give them roots in the ground while we stay.
While we stay.
Brave as they
escaping that I've been waking up alone. Just me and the TV and a sinking feeling that you ain't ever coming home. But today, the tears ain't gonna hit the floor. Cause the boat's in the bay and it's calling my name. So I'm headed on out the door. Cause the sun's too bright, the sky's too blue. Beer's too cold to be thinking about. You're gonna take this heartbreak and tuck it away. Save it for a rainy day. Turn the ignition, I knew I'd been missing the feel of the wind on my face. I was stuck in a habit of wondering what happened, too busy taking all the blame. But a dream or two is a foolproof remedy. It's a beautiful world with a beautiful girl, kind of making eyes of me. Cause the sun's too bright, the sky's too blue. Beer's too cold to be thinking about. You're gonna take this heartbreak and tuck it away, save it for a rainy day. Yeah, the music's too good, my friends are all out, and they're all too high to be bringing them down. If they ask about you, I got nothing to say, I'll save it for a rainy day. There'll be plenty of time for what ifs and whys and how not let you get away. But the lying in bed all stuck in my head is just gonna have to wait. Cause the sun's too bright, the sky's too blue. Beer's too cold to be thinking about. You gonna take this heartbreak and tuck it away. Save it for a rainy day. Yeah, the music's too good, my friends are all. Nothing to say, I'll save it for a rainy day. Gonna take this heartbreak and tuck it away. Save it for a rainy day.
Favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
They came from somewhere else. It was just the tequila talking. When I told you I'm still not over you, I get a little sentimental. And I've had one or two. And that tear in my eye was a song. Just a tequila talking. I don't know what they put in Cuervo that got me to say those things. Usually I wouldn't care so much to make such a scene. Hold me.